Toby, just do it. Whoops.
Hey, Smutters.
I messed up.
Well,
I didn't know you were going to hit record right then.
I just said that.
Your finger was hovering for like 30 seconds.
I know. I always wait before I do.
So, right when I say that, you're like,
like to see if you're going to say something. We are a little bit late on this episode, and that's okay. It's still coming out on a Sunday. How was your week?
That's for you for making everybody wait.
Thanks.
It was a week.
It was a week. Okay.
But we did get to watch Obi-Wan, though.
We did get to watch Obi-Wan.
And you also got to go see Jurassic Park.
Yes, I got to go see the new Jurassic World Dominion.
Same thing.
And our daughter fell asleep during the movie.
And I can't believe every dinosaur died.
Don't listen to him, y'all. I'm not going to say if that's true or false, because I don't know if y'all have seen it or not. But I liked it, and it was a good ending to this franchise. That's one of my favorite movies is Jurassic Park.
Yes, I think everybody in the world knows that.
Okay. So,
what's this week's episode about?
Well, this week we are heading over to Scotland.
Yay.
Yay. And we're going to
Okay, time out.
What?
Every time, I can't help it now, but every time you mention Scotland and all this, there's so much history that I probably should think about,
mm-hmm.
but honestly, all I can do is think about Rain, the TV show.
Well, we also have William Wallace, Braveheart.
Yeah, but I think of Rain.
I know. Because, I mean,
I really enjoyed that TV show.
That was a good TV show. It was really good. But also, I'm a huge William Wallace fan. I love Braveheart. And I think that's just, it's awesome that he's part of that history, too. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rain is wonderful.
Such a good show.
It really is. We should rewatch that.
See, I like, I know CW shows are geared more, I guess, for younger people or whatever, but, like, the way CW does shows is really good. Plus, when you add something historical in it, I love that.
For sure. Also, there's always a new CW show, and we're always like, we're not going to watch it. It just looks stupid. And we end up watching it, and it turns out to be, like, one of our favorites. This happens every single time. They've just got good shows. Also, y'all, we started watching that show, First Kill, on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, the new vampire show.
Yeah, the new vampire show. And I think we watched about 3 episodes last night. I really liked it. I got into it. It's about a vampire that's coming into her prime, having to, obviously...
She was born a vampire.
She was born a vampire. She's a legacy vampire. So... She's got to make her first kill, and then, you know, she falls in love with this girl, and the girl's a hunter, and so they're mortal enemies, and it's a really good show. And it's all while they're having to go to high school. So, It's so great, and I've actually been wanting, we haven't watched much of it today, just, mm-hmm. we've had a lot going on today.
Wow.
You sleepy? After I say that, I start yawning.
You sleepy there? All right, anyways. But I'll quit interrupting
you. No, you're fine. I'm glad you said that. Because we are going to be talking about a castle tonight. We are talking about Glom's Castle. And, y'all, funny story. I heard a very popular podcast do this story about 2 weeks ago. And... as soon as I heard it, I knew I instantly wanted to do this story, but I didn't want to go right behind this podcast because I didn't, you know, I just didn't think that'd be very cool. So I waited 2 weeks. Well, then I was listening to another podcast that I really like, and they did this story. So I was like, you know what? This is just going to be a month for Glom's Castle because everybody seems to be finding out about it, and it's, oh my gosh, it's something else. It's really cool, and I can't wait to share it with y'all.
Share it, because I've never heard of it.
Okay. Glom's Castle is located in Angus, Scotland.
Anus.
Scotland.
Anus.
Not anus. It has been the seat to the Earls of Strathmore and Kinghorn, and home to the Lyon family since the 14th century. William Shakespeare even used it as inspiration for Macbeth. It was also the childhood home of Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, and Princess Margaret was also born there. Glamis Castle is rumored to be one of the most haunted places in Scotland, and it even had supernatural activity before the castle was built. So, but I'm going to stop right there. It's pronounced Glamis, but it's spelled G-L-A-M-I-S, because after I heard this story, I wanted to look it up and find out so much about it. It's just very cool. So if the story hits you and you just want to find out more about it, that's how you spell it. So let's see here. Originally, it was meant to be built on a nearby hill, and every morning when the builders arrived, they found stones scattered and broken. Their work from the previous day would be destroyed, and one day the builders heard a voice, and it said, "Oh, it's
a beautiful castle."
Yeah, it's very beautiful. And the voice said, quote, "Build not on this enchanted spot, where man hath neither part nor lot, but build down in yonder bog, where it will neither shake nor shog." So they moved the building site to a flatter section of land, and that is where Glamis Castle resides. So, let me...
It's open to the public, do you know that?
Yeah.
They have a restaurant and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
What about their monster?
Oh, you're reading about the monster, huh? We'll get to it. We're actually starting into it right now. So, Glamis Castle is known for a secret. The secret was so extraordinary that only 3 people were ever allowed to know about it at one time. The Earl, the Earl's heir, but only after he reached his 21st birthday, and the estate manager, known as a factor. Stories abound over just what the Earl's secret could be. According to legend, the heir, the 13th Earl of Strathmore, flatly refused to participate in the initiation rite that would have informed him of the castle's dark history. Many suspect that the mystery died with the 14th Earl. However, visitors cannot deny the chilling atmosphere felt in the castle, especially in the lonely hours past midnight. Now, y'all, this secret went on for years, and nobody to this day knows what the secret is. They have speculation, but when I say years, I mean years and years and years. Like, the secret ended up dying, I believe, I want to say in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay. So go ahead. They have a limited edition gin that they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
It is only limited. It's limited to 650 bottles because it's celebrating its 650th year.
He's talking about Glamis Castle, y'all.
Yes. And I'm actually about to add this to cart.
I love that. But yes, as it said, it's been around for such a long time. I believe, did I say what the year was? Because I found it and I may not
have. It's been around 650
years. 650 years. And the secret died in the early 1900s, I believe. So this has been a big, big secret. And I heard on another podcast where some people thought it was vampires.
It was the birthplace of Princess Margaret.
I said that.
And the childhood home of Queen Elizabeth.
Stop! I said that. Are you on the same article I'm on?
Not on their website.
Okay. So, let's get back into this.
Oh, can I get t-shirts?
What? Stop it. Okay. "I must own," wrote Sir Walter Scott of his 1790 overnight visit to the castle, "as I heard door after door shut after my conductor had retired, I began to consider myself as too far from the living and somewhat too near the dead." So, Sir Walter Scott got kind of obsessed with the castle, and he wanted to go stay in it, and it wasn't a good time for him. He heard lots of crazy things, and it terrified him. Let's see. Glom's castle was not just any principality. It was a seat of the Earl of Strathmore, a title still currently held by the Bowes Lyon family, the maternal kinfolk of Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen Mother, and Lady Elizabeth Bowes Lyon was the daughter of the 14th Earl of Strathmore. Tragedy has always lingered in Glom's, even before the Victorian era secret emerged. Famously, King Malcolm II was murdered at the castle when it was a royal hunting lodge in 1034. Let's see here. In Shakespeare's Macbeth, written in 1606, the ill-fated protagonist lives in Glom's castle, although the historical King Macbeth had no connection with the site. The castle came into the possession of the Lyon family, later the Bowes Lyons, in 1376. The first ghost that was said to haunt the castle corridors was that of Lady Janet Douglas. Caught up in regional politics, Lady Janet was accused of poisoning her husband, the 6th Lord of Glom's, and ultimately was convicted of witchcraft in 1537. She was burned at the stake in Edinburgh, and the spirit of Lady Janet is said to favor the castle's clock tower.
I'm on their Instagram page.
Are you obsessed with it?
They got some really cool... This place is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Okay, so...
They're definitely haunted.
Definitely haunted. The most famous legend of Glom's castle is that of an unknown prisoner held in a secret hidden chamber. According to a correspondent to the journal Notes and Queries, writing in 1908, the mystery was told to the present writer some 6 years ago when he was a boy, and it made a great impression on him. The story was and is that in the castle of Glom's is a secret chamber. In this chamber is confined a monster who is the rightful heir to the title and property, but who is so unpresentable that it is necessary to keep him out of sight and out of possession. The monster of Glom's has been described as deformed, hairy, a human toad, and always terrifying to behold. So I'm going to stop right there. I'm guessing, as you can tell, basically they had a son and he had some deformities. His name was Thomas. And according to the parents, he was just so ugly and scary for people to see that they locked him up. And, you know, they let him out at nighttime when nobody was around to, you know, roam around and go outside and stuff like that. But this is basically what they're getting at. They called him the monster of Glom's castle. And we're going to get into the ghost after this, but just so you know the story. Let's see here. It was impossible to allow this deformed caricature of humanity to be seen, even by their friends. His chest, an enormous barrel. Hairy as a doormat, his head ran straight into his shoulders, and his arms and legs were toy-like.
Was it a werewolf?
No, he was just... They were just bad parents and did not love their child how they should have. So, some witnesses claim to have seen the strange creature's shadow as he prowled the battlements late at night. One story tells how a castle workman unexpectedly found a door that led to a long, unfamiliar passageway. Walking along in eerie silence, the man is said to have seen something at the far end of the passage. He fled and immediately reported his encounter to the factor. He was promptly encouraged by both the Earl and the factor to emigrate to Australia, his passage paid by an anxious Earl. So right there, I'm sorry, I forgot your drink. So right there, somebody caught a glimpse of Thomas, and immediately they were like, pretty much, forget what you saw, and you're going to move away, and we're going to pay for everything, pretty much.
So they didn't want it getting out?
No, because what they did was, when Thomas was born, and they saw how he looked, they said that the child died. So,
you know, I think that happened a lot.
I do too, actually.
Even though you hear that a lot in movies, it had to come from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, you've talked about that several times. But yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Yeah, they claim that their child died. And, you know, it's just, it's a really sad story. If there's any agreed theory as to the origins of the monster, it is that he was the firstborn son of the 11th Earl Thomas Bowes Lyon and his wife Charlotte Bowes Lyon. According to contemporary records, oh, here it is. The first child was a son, and he was born and died on October 21st, 1821. But what if he did not die? What if the unfortunate baby was born with deformities that were so severe his parents faked his death and hid him away? The real facts may never be known, but what is sure is that something very dark occurred in the old castle of Glamis. So nobody is 100% sure on, you know, if the baby did die, if there really was a monster cooped up in the castle. You know, I'm guessing with it being that time, and like you said, that probably happened more than it should have.
Yeah. And you know, I wouldn't doubt if it's true too. Like a lot of parents probably killed the kid.
Absolutely.
The dad. Like if you had an heir, you know, and the dad, and it ended up being deformed, I'm sure like the dad was like,
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I cannot have this representing our family,
yeah.
You know, but,
not saying that always happened in Scotland or anything.
No. I get what you're
historically,
saying.
Historically, I bet that happened in
yes,
everywhere.
Absolutely. I totally get what you're saying. But
I actually happen to like Scotland a lot.
I do too. I want to go to Scotland so bad.
Yep.
But yeah, as I said, it was rumored that they were hiding vampires in a room, and that was the major secret. Some of the people that learned the secret, it was too much for him. I think somebody committed suicide after they heard what it was. And, you know, one person didn't even want to know the secret because he knew how bad it was. And, you know, other people went crazy from learning the secret. I don't believe that the secret is about the son. I do not believe that at all, because as long as the secret was around, I think it was around a lot longer than he was alive. So, and I don't think that would be enough for somebody to want to kill themselves or to make somebody go crazy just by, you know, hey, it's your 21st birthday. You know, we have a son and he has deformities. I don't think that, you know, I just don't think that's what it is. So, what do you think the secret could be?
I don't know.
To this day, they have no idea, but the secret did die in the early 1900s. That's why people believe that the secret was about Thomas, because that's when Thomas was thought to have passed away, was in the early 1900s. But he did get to live out through the castle. I do know that. And, well, I guess it's more hearsay, but I hope he got to live to be an old man and eventually had a wonderful life. So, let's see here. Get back on track. So, oh, okay, here it is. I keep saying what I wrote down and then I go back to read and I'm like, tell exactly what it is. Thomas, also known as the monster, lived until the 1920s. When he died, his rooms were walled off and people to this day have not found the rooms that he lived in. But
like Mary or the Rain.
Oh my gosh, the little girl.
Yes.
You're so right.
All the secret rooms.
Yes. Yep. Okay. But, and this is pretty neat, y'all. So if y'all are in, and I'm sure y'all know all this if y'all live in Scotland, but for the people that don't know, if you're going to Scotland and you.
Well, that was France, though.
Huh? That was France.
Yeah, she
was
in France then.
But we weren't just talking about Scotland. We were talking about, you know,
all
royals,
it, yeah.
Pretty much. So, if you get a chance to go and you get to visit Glamis Castle, if you count the number of windows on the outside of the castle and compare that to the number of windows you can access from the inside, you will come up 2 windows short. So.
Really?
Yes. You will not be able to find...
We are now going to book a tour.
You will not be able to find those windows. And what's funny is, I heard on another podcast, I didn't see it, but I'm sure they did a lot more digging than I did. Because I think they do it, that's like their job. So they have a lot more time than I do to do this. But what they had said was that they waited for like the Earl to leave or whatever. And all the kids got towels. And they ran into a room and they threw a towel up over the window. Right? And, you know, they got every window that they could. So, and then they'd go outside to see where the windows were that they did not cover. And if they could figure out where the rooms were. That had to
take forever, though, because this castle's huge.
Yes. And could you imagine the towels? Like, I get mad when my daughter uses two towels for the shower. I feel like you should use one. But could you imagine, like, the lady that had to clean the towels? Especially back then, because there wasn't, like, washing machines. She had to scrub that shit. I would be
literally
so irate. They would never come back. But I thought that was so funny. And they even said the same thing about washing all the towels, because that was the first thing that popped into my mind. I guess being a mom, I was like, and who has to wash all those towels? But, yeah, I thought that was really cool. And, that'd be just so neat to see into inside those rooms and see what Thomas had in there.
I'm fascinated by old castles anyway. It's just no telling what happened in any of the rooms and the history that...
Exactly. You know. That's, I mean, it's so, it's just very cool. So now we're going to get to the ghost of the castle. We had the so-called monster and then the rumors of actual vampires that they were hiding in a big family secret. But
the what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said vampires. That was one of the rumors that the secret could have been was that they were hiding vampires. So, I don't know. That's what I heard on a podcast. But, you know, it could have been anything. Like, it very well could have been vampires. So, the first ghost we're going to talk about is the Tongueless Woman. And this is so terrifying. If I ever saw this, I would just die right there. It's been reported this apparition has been seen wandering the grounds. She points to her face with blood spilling out of her mouth while she silently screams. Some say it is a maid who overheard the terrible secret that only the Earl knew. When she threatened to tell the secret, he ordered the guards to cut out her tongue and kill her. Now, I'm going to offer a piece of advice. If you ever hear something you're not supposed to, don't confront them. Just act like you didn't hear it and then go tell on them. Because that kills me in movies when, like, they catch somebody robbing a bank or something and they're like, I'm going to go get the police right now and you're going to be in so much trouble. What's the first thing they're going to do? No, you're not. Right. So a bit of advice. If you overhear something, just let it go until you're away from the situation.
Let it go.
Now, let's talk about the Ogilvy clan. In 1486... the Ogilvy clan were hiding from the Lindsay clan and asked to hide in Glom's castle. Lord Glom said, of course you can. They would definitely help them out and hid them in a secret chamber. Little did the Ogilvy clan know was that Lord Glom was friends with the Lindsay clan. Yes. So, what he did was, he locked them in that secret chamber and left them. And a few weeks later, one of the guards went to go check just to make sure they were all dead. That, you know, yeah, make sure they're not there anymore, just out of curiosity. You know what he found?
What?
When he opened the door, he saw all dead bodies except for one that was barely alive. Do you know how he was still alive?
How?
He ate all the other clan members and stayed alive. So, you know what they did?
What they did?
they shut the door and locked it and left it. Years later, they ended up putting a wall over that door. And years later, when people were in the castle, they heard so many noises coming from behind the wall, like scratching and screaming and yelling. And they busted down the wall and found the secret room full of skeletons from the Ogilvy clan. Isn't that scary?
For real?
For real. You didn't listen to any of that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Are you looking it up?
No.
What are you looking up?
Just random stuff.
Okay. So, let's talk about Earl Birdie. I like Earl Birdie just because I feel like he was a major problem. Alexander Lindsay,
Fourth Earl.
Okay. Well, I put those words together, so it's Firthal now. The fourth Earl of Crawford, also known as Earl Birdie. Earl Birdie loves to haunt the castle. He was an infamous drinker and gambler. One night, he was playing cards. His friend wanted to stop because it was the Sabbath, and you're not supposed to do anything like that on the Sabbath. So, when his friend and servants refused to continue the game, Earl Birdie reportedly said he wanted to keep playing, even if it is with the devil himself. You know what happened?
What?
At midnight, somebody appeared at the door. Do you know who it was?
Who?
It was the devil.
Oh.
Yes. The devil took that, you know, he said, okay. He was like, I'd love to play some cards. So the devil came in and went in and they started playing cards and drinking and having a good time with the doors closed, of course. But then all the help and everybody there started hearing commotion and screaming and all kinds of stuff coming out from behind the door. They heard swearing and just everything. You know why?
Why?
Because Earl Birdie lost his soul. He bet his soul in a card game and he lost. So now when you go to the castle, you can still hear him behind closed doors yelling, swearing, and rattling dice. He also, and this makes me laugh, he also likes to wear a suit of armor and lean over sleeping people in their beds and scare them.
Freaky.
But, I mean, it kind of made me laugh because I just kind of feel like, it kind of reminded me of Denny Crane.
No, it just reminded me of that show we just watched on The Practice where dude was like, yeah, I would break into their house and I would just watch women sleep and they had no idea I was there.
Oh, lots of serial killers do that.
That's freaky.
It is scary. But this one just makes me laugh because he gets in trouble for gambling and drinking and swearing too much. And then he wants to be a show-off since nobody will play with him. He's going to pitch a fit and, well, I'd play with the devil himself. So he did, and he lost his soul. So on top of that, since he's stuck wandering the house, you know what he likes to do?
What?
Put on suits of armor. I mean, I think we would probably do that if we had to haunt in a house. And I feel like we'd get bored and be like, hey, watch this shit. And we'd go try on suits of armor. And, you know what I'm saying?
I would be like Peter Griffin.
Right? Like, it makes me laugh. And I know it's supposed to sound scary, but I feel like he's bored. And he's like, let me put this on and see what it does.
Right.
So, Earl Birdie definitely makes me laugh. I really want to go to this castle. It is gorgeous.
I do too now. Plus, their gin.
Yeah, that would be
very
cool.
They have such good restaurants there, too. I was looking all their stuff up online.
Yeah, we love Scottish food.
Scottish eggs.
Yes, Scottish eggs for sure.
Scotch eggs.
Scotch eggs. I hope that's like a food they actually have in Scotland.
And not just